not like when I'm in Brisbane, when I get the occasional message from some really gross old guy that says something like, want to have beers and fuck, or something stupid like that. No, this is like hottie after hottie after hottie. It's really weird. What is going on? So, is it the stereotypical thing where the Asians like the fat white potatoes? Maybe that's it. But, man, I tell you, I'm thinking of moving to Kuala Lumpur. It's just unbelievable. Just imagine Big Fatty's gentlemen callers, but apply them to me, and they're all hot young Asian guys. It's just so weird.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Some really gross old guy.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1472 for Tuesday, the 17th of September, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Little show, y'all. We've got voice letters, and I'm gonna read to you. And Big Fatty, there's red rain coming. Hello, anticipators. Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope you're too. Tuesday is going well, y'all. You are anticipators today, because y'all, Poodle mentioned it at the beginning of today's, yes, Big Fatty, I mentioned it as a thing, yes, y'all, there's red rain moving in, and the weather rat, he is calling for those splash and dash. Big Fatty, I was slow saying it. showers, y'all, there's red rain moving through the area, so you may hear some thunder boomers, Big Fatty, I thought that was your gullet, but, anyway, y'all, good day at the coal mine on Monday, got quite a bit done. Wasn't exactly what I thought I was gonna get done, today, but, got quite a bit done nonetheless. And, y'all, we're moving into a busy time, busy time in the coal mine. So, anyway, it's, we've just got to keep an even keel. What does that mean? I don't know. But, anyway, but, y'all, before we go any further on today's little show, y'all, we need to do this. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, Tuesday, the 17th of September, y'all. Y'all, it is a celebration of exiting of the birth canal of one of those girls from nowhere. Big Fatty, which one? Well, I'm about to tell you. And y'all, we saw her out there at the Pride 48, and y'all, the first year in Vegas, Big Fatty gave her her birthday spankings. Big Fatty, she avoided you this time. She did. But y'all, today the 17th, y'all, it is the exiting of the birth canal celebration for Nicole from the Greetings from Nowhere. A little show, y'all. She's out there in Wenatchee, Washington. And Big Fatty, I'm just wondering, who will it be? TJ? Or will it be Christina that makes Nicole a cake? Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Now, y'all, I gotta say, I'm a little disappointed that none of you sent pictures to Spot and Crazy from the Lost Wages. And y'all, maybe you're just a little behind. Maybe you're just trying to catch up. But y'all, if you took pictures out there in the Lost Wages, send some of them over there to Spot and Crazy, and they'll get them all posted. Y'all, our last one we saw over here was from that Peter G and Mitzi Morris talking about the action pants. Big Freddy, it's vulgar. And y'all, they're Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon, she has sent a picture. It says, "Los wages, here we come." And Big Fatty's doing some sort of jig or something. And y'all, then that Peter G is at it again. And it says, "Oh, dear Gussie, the horror club is heating up." And y'all, it is it's a picture. Y'all, this probably is a picture that could have been taken. It's a Big Freddy doing some sort of punching onto some hot leather man's his action pants. Big Freddy, that's vulgar.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Tom. Hey, wanted to give Chris a hug to say I had a fabulous time in the Las Vegas, and it was so great to see you as well as all my other fellow podcasters, as well as the other great surprise was seeing so many listeners attend the Price Meet Vegas event. And I just want to say it was amazing, amazing, amazing. And I just want to encourage everybody to please make plans, save your money, and go to the next one next year. So anyway, I just want to say thank you to you and the suits and skirt for doing all the hard work and making this year even better than before. So thank you, take care, and I'll talk to you later. RambleReadit.com.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the Ramble Read Heed. And Ramble, it sounds to me like your cellular telephonic device was cackling there at the very beginning. Big Freddy, it was cracking up. It wasn't cackling, it was cracking. But thank you so much for the call. It's just lovely to hear from you, and it was lovely to see you out there in the Lost Wages. And you know, y'all, Big Fatty can only say it so much, but there are many people that would agree that you, until you've experienced it, you really don't know how much fun it can be. Yes, Big Fatty, it really is. It's just it's fun and crazy.
Hello.
Bacon.
Hey, Bart, it's Bacon. Toot toot. Hey, Poodle.
Hi.
I hope you survived Vegas.
It was lovely.
Okay, so it's a puzzle time with Kathy. Puzzle with Kathy? Puzzle with Kathy. And so you have to have a 750-piece puzzle. It can be anything. I don't care. It can be all blue. It can be simple. It can be whatever, but 750 pieces. And I have to belch. Okay. So, seriously, I just got done drinking Rockstar. Okay, so 750 pieces, and we're supposed to be timing, but I don't know if Hat and Zed are timing, but that's what I was going to do, was just keep track of how long. I actually gifted them each a puzzle, and myself one. They're the same brand, the same kind of design, but absolutely different. And boy, I sure hope that they don't drop their pieces next to each other or something, because they're never going to find out who's with who's. Anyway, we're posting the pictures of the puzzle, the progress or whatever, so everybody will hate my Twitter and Facebook post, but whatever, unfriend me, it's okay. And so anyway, just keep track of your progress and have fun with it. And don't tell me that you don't have room, because you can easily use a piece of cardboard that's as big as your puzzle, or a piece of plywood or something like that. And you can shove it under your bed, under your couch, under your kitchen table, wherever you have to put it to store when you're not doing it. But I see that Hat started his, and it's just lovely. Except his left side or his right side looks about 2 inches shorter than his left side, and I think he has some edge pieces left. So it doesn't take a mathematician to know where those edge pieces go.
Yeah, Gussie.
Or does it?
Oh. Well, Miss Bacon, y'all, that was Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much. And by the way, it sounded to me like you may need to seek medical attention with all that gassiness. But anyway, Miss Bacon, Big Fatty, did she tell you to shove it? I think she did tell me to shove it. But y'all, I am not participating in the puzzle contest. But I do know that crazy Mexican, that Hat M, is doing a puzzle contest. Because, y'all, he's posting pictures of popsicles and puzzles. Big Fatty!
Hey, Big Fatty. It's Hendrik here. I just wanted to let you know I'm back in Germany. Slightly jet-lagged. Nonetheless, I wanted to thank you for a marvelous time in the U.S. I had a lot of fun, especially our drink session. The biggest surprise, though, was that you are not indeed Miss Auntie Vera Charles. For some funny reason, I always thought you and her were the same person. Guess not. At least you have the better balls. Wish you a nice evening. Chat soon. Ciao.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Hendrik from Germany. And Big Fatty, that's over in Mexico, isn't it? It is. And Hendrik, first of all, thank you so much for calling. It's lovely to hear your voice. And y'all, he was referring to the final night Big Fatty was out there in the Lost Wages. Y'all, we had the little coupons in our book, and it was $20 off of food or beverage. And y'all, so there's a group of us down there, and y'all, we all brought our $20 coupon down, and y'all, we were feeling no pain. No, Big Fatty, you were not. And Hendrik, lovely. And I can understand. I can understand how the untrained ear could not differentiate between Big Fatty's voice and that of the Vons. Yo, yo, yo! Do not fret over this, because like I said, an untrained ear, this is not the first time this mistake has been made. It happens with great regularity if the truth were known. But, and thank you so much for the compliment about, Big Freddy, don't talk about your testicles. Thank you, yes, Big Freddy, move forward.
Hey, Big Freddy, it's Princess Anna. I have a favor to ask of all of your listeners. And the boy genius has this whole project where he has a little 2x4 composition journal he has to fill out that I'm having my family do, and they're trying to collect postcards from across the state. I was hoping to plead to all the listeners to get in, either Twitter me or get in contact with you, and I'll give you my snail mail address and send the boy genius postcards. And here he is to say please and thank you.
Please and thank you. Send me postcards, please.
All right, thank you. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Princess Hanna and the boy genius. And Y'all, evidently, the boy genius is doing some sort of postcard project. So, y'all, if you're interested in sending the boy genius a postcard, don't make it vulgar, though. You get in touch with Princess Hanna, and if you need Big Fatty to help you do that, I'm more than happy to help. And Princess Hanna, I hope the boy genius just gets a buttload of beef. Fatty, please, of postcards. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello. Happy Bacon.
Hey, Poodle. Hi. I was thinking that people probably get tired of listening to Fat read his mail on the little show,
uh-huh.
So I thought I would call and read mine.
Lovely.
This is pretty cool. This is a good way for the United States Postal Service to stay in business.
Uh-huh.
They sent me mail.
Dear
postal customer, we're pleased to tell you about improvements we've made to domestic priority. Anyway, who cares?
Hello? Did she hang up, Big Fatty? Well, she called to talk to you. Are you there? Are you there, Miss Bacon? Dear Gussie.
Goodbye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know, the other day I started reading you the TV Guide's 60th Greatest Catchphrases, and y'all, I just got started and I wasn't able to do it, so I thought I'd do it today. Y'all, the top 10, number 10 was, "It's gonna be legend, wait for it, Derry." That was Bonnie. Big Fatty, is that that big purple animal? No, I don't think so. Number 9 was "Come On Down" by Johnny Olson on The Price is Right. "Who Are You Wearing?" That's that Joan Rivers. Y'all, her face is pitiful. And that's the way it is. That's Walter Cronkite from the CBS Evening News. "The Tribe Has Spoken" is number 6. That's that Jeff Probst. Y'all remember Survivor starts tomorrow night, Wednesday night. What you talking about, Willis? That's that Arnold from The Different Strokes. "How you doing?" Y'all, that's Joey from The Friends. Yada, yada, yada. Y'all, that's Elaine from The Seinfeld. I didn't ever watch that. Don't! Y'all, you know who that is. That's that homosexual Simpson. And here's Johnny was number 1. And y'all, that's Ed McMahon that used to give away the money and all. Yes, Big Fatty, we loved him. He never gave us any. But y'all, the others, and these are by decade. Where do you see the decades? Big Freddy, we don't know. This would have been, I guess this is from the 50s. "Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. Baby, you're the greatest." Ralph. "Baby, you're the greatest." That's Ralph from The Honeymooners. Yabba dabba doo. That's Fred Flintstone. "The Thrill of Victory and the Agony of Defeat." Jim McKay from The Wild World of Sports. Ruh-roh, that's Astro from the Jetsons. "Danger, Will Robinson, danger." That's the robot from Lost in Space. "To the Batmobile," that's from the Batman TV show. "This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds. That's from the Mission Impossible. "Live long and prosper." That was Mr. Spock. Is he a doctor? No. "Suck it to me." Y'all remember "Suck it to me"? That was from the Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. Bookum Dano from that Hawaiian 5-0. Just one more thing. You know what that one is? That's from the Columbo. Yes, Big Freddy, just one more thing. Marsha. Y'all, that's that Jan from the Brady Bunch. Stifle. You know who said Stifle? That was that Archie Bunker from All in the Family. You hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming. I'm coming to join you, honey. Y'all, that was Fred from the Sanford and Son. God'll get you for that. You know who said that, y'all? That was Maud. That's that B. Arthur. Yes, Big Freddy. Jane, you magnificent ignorant slut, y'all. I love that one. Yeah, I guess. Oh, dear, I guess it, y'all. And that one was that Dan Aykroyd from the and Jane Curtin on the Saturday Night Live. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I'll read the rest of those later on this week. Big Fatty, I know the head M is already touching himself knowing that you're going to read to him some more. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Now, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that little Aussie battler. Y'all, he's not the little Aussie battler anymore. He's the little London battler, because Scotty is over there in the UK until the middle of December on a holiday. So, anyway, Scotty, what's been the worst thing that you've had to deal with over there in the UK?
Some really gross old guy.
Oh, yeah, well, there's lots of them over there, right, Nort?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.